Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
I will admit that I was slow to grasp the actual implications of autonomous driving. I'd been too busy watching all those TED Talks, where the Silicon Valley types explain the self-driving tech utopia, where everyone behaves with the unruffled rationality of an engineering major.
One of the hardest things, whether it's as an adult in our own individual lives or as a nation, figuring out it is possible for you to see the wrong in people without negating everything about them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're growing it just to capture carbon out of the atmosphere, you want the longest lived and densest trees so that the individual trees hold the carbon for hundreds of years. And then all during that time, they're pumping the carbon into the soil with their roots.
In this episode, Samples on the Way, from Revisionist History, Renegades Born in the USA, and Alive. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Writer, reporter, author Malcolm Gladwell is well known for his irreverent and unique look at the world. Through his articles and his books, he's broadened and deepened our understanding about many things. And if you enjoy his writing, you'll love his podcast, Revisionist History. Revisionist History is Malcolm Gladwell's journey through the overlooked and the misunderstood. Every episode re-examines something from the past, an event, a person, an idea, even a song, and asks whether we got it right the first time. Because, as Gladwell says, sometimes the past deserves a second chance. Here's a quick sample of Revisionist History from the recently debuted 6th season. The episode explores autonomous cars and specifically Google's Waymo. In particular, how driverless cars will free up streets for pedestrians to use for games, biking, and almost anything like playing peach ball.
I will admit that I was slow to grasp the actual implications of autonomous driving. I'd been too busy watching all those TED Talks, where the Silicon Valley types explain the self-driving tech utopia, where everyone behaves with the unruffled rationality of an engineering major at Stanford University. But one day I stumbled upon a brilliant essay by an economist named Adam Millard Ball. His paper reads like the academic version of the Hans Christian Andersen story, The Emperor's New Clothes.
This was framed as a technological problem. It was framed as a space where we just need to figure out the right programming and other technological solutions.
To Millard Ball, the issue with autonomous vehicles was people, specifically the people outside the vehicle.
So if you're a pedestrian and you have that confidence that the autonomous vehicle is going to stop and yield to you, as legally it should, then there's nothing to stop you from taking that right of way.
Pedestrians and drivers now engage in a dangerous game of chicken, each daring the other to do something stupid. But if Waymo takes over, the rules of that game change.
If you know that the other player is much more cautious and is likely to follow the rules, then you're going to win. When you're playing chicken, it helps to be the most crazy player in the game.
Yeah. So the roles have reversed in a certain way. That it used to be the thing that puts fear into your heart as a pedestrian is the unknown preferences and the unpredictability of the driver. But now we've flipped it. The car has become entirely sane and rational in its preferences, right? And that allows you to be unpredictable as a pedestrian.
Absolutely. And it gives you an incentive to be seen to be unpredictable.
Wait, that line, hold on. That's lovely. Explain that. Why does it give you an incentive to be seen as unpredictable?
The more unpredictable you seem, so the more you kind of behave like you're intoxicated or distracted, and then it's equivalent of being a 5-year-old child on the street. The autonomous vehicle is likely to recognize that unpredictability and be more cautious accordingly.
Oh, I see. It's in my interest to be as flagrant in my unpredictability as possible, because I don't want to be so subtle that the car doesn't pick it up. I want to make sure that if I'm going to transgress the rules of the road, I should do so as flagrantly and flamboyantly as I can.
You need to be obvious about it. Absolutely.
If we imagine, if we wave a wand and we say tomorrow, every car in New York City or London will be autonomous, doesn't that mean that we have immediate gridlock? Or at least once pedestrians catch on to their newfound power, how on earth do cars move around a city?
That's a great question, and I'm not sure that they do. And I'm not sure either that that's a completely bad outcome.
Not a completely bad outcome? It's a fantastic outcome. The experts have thrown in the towel, given up on rational city streets where algorithms and sensors and LiDAR create perfect order out of disorder. No, they're saying the future is mayhem, and I'm not sure that's a completely bad outcome. Kids can play stickball on the streets of New York City again, like they did in the 1920s. Cyclists can ride in packs down the middle of the interstate. You spot a friend on the other side of the street, and you shout out, "Hey!" And you impulsively run across the street, across multiple lanes of traffic, and you give them a big hug.
From Pushkin Industries, that's Revisionist History with Malcolm Gladwell. Dive into the overlooked and misunderstood with Revisionist History. Available now on the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere, H-E-A-R. Debuting just 2 months ago, this podcast is already a must listen, especially if you think music and politics don't mix. Think again with Renegades, Born in the USA. Co-hosts Barack Obama and the boss, Bruce Springsteen, talk about their lives, music, and what they love about America. With 8 content-packed episodes under their belt in season 1, the Renegade duo has covered a topic for just about everyone. Like this one, for instance. Bruce and Barack explore what the chances are and what it would look like to bring the country back together again. In this clip, they talk about the power in Lincoln's authenticity and his brokenness in bringing the country together.
Lincoln still is at the center of what I think about as America. Mm-hmm. The log cabin stuff is not a myth. He is a broke ass.
Right.
You know, growing up in a very meager, limited circumstances, rough-hewn, not much formal schooling, teaches himself, essentially, by reading the King James Bible and Shakespeare to become one of the greatest American writers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Has an entire career before anybody knows who he is, riding circuit in Illinois, teaches himself enough to pass the bar, become a lawyer, is riding around making jokes and telling stories and doing business and making money, and yet somehow there is this deep morality and melancholy and depth that emerges out of him.
Right.
And he finally then is at the crossroads of this central question about America, which is, are we going to be a truly free nation or not? And he grapples with that in the most profound way. And he never wavers in his hopes, but he never takes his eye off the truth, including the truth about himself, right? And the bitterness of war and the uncertainties and the doubts. And what I'm always struck by is the fact that he did not break under that strain. And it was an enormous strain. And my reverence for him does not mean that I don't recognize, look, he didn't necessarily think black people were equal. He just thought I shouldn't be taking bread out of that black man's mouth who was doing all the work. I should do the work and be responsible for my own bread. So I don't over-romanticize Lincoln. Yeah. And I guess part of what I think are, one of the hardest things, whether it's as an adult in our own individual lives or as a nation, figuring out it is possible for you to see the wrong in people without negating everything about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible to look at our founding fathers and say, yeah, they were slaveholders, and then also say, but man, that Declaration of Independence is something.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama, Renegades, Born in the USA, with a podcast available now on the Start Here podcast collection from the podcast menu at WVXU.org. Today, we honor a local creator with a look at her wonderful new podcast, Alive. Alive is the story about all living beings and how we're all intertwined. Host Dr. Christina Redko brings her strength and skills as a professor of global health at Wright State to interview naturalists, entomologists, public health experts, and educators on topics that are as interesting as they are inspirational, all with the goal of sharing ways we can be inspired to help regenerate our planet. Here's a sample of Alive to inspire you to give it a listen. In the episode, Christina is joined by entomologist Douglas Tolmany to discuss how your choice of tree to plant can have a long-term benefit of carbon capture.
You describe in the nature of oaks that we have all these global campaigns about planting trees to reduce the carbon and all that. And very often people prefer to do with fast growing trees.
Right.
And you make the point that we should also do that with slow growing trees such as oaks.
For two reasons. The fast growing trees grow fast and die fast. And then what happens to the carbon? Right back up in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So that's not a long term solution. It's a very temporary solution. Now, if you're growing those trees for biofuel, that's a different story. You're going to use it as fuel. But if you're growing it just to capture carbon out of the atmosphere, you want the longest lived and densest trees to do that so that the individual trees hold the carbon for hundreds of years. And then all during that time, they're pumping the carbon into the soil with their roots. And that's a long-term effect. And once it's in the soil, it'll stay there for many thousands of years. It's very stable once it's in the soil. I don't know where the idea that they grow in fast-growing plants for carbon capture came into being. They typically plant a monoculture, hybrid poplars. They do grow fast. Then it becomes a monoculture, which is very it's not supporting a lot of biodiversity. I know they have a lot of these poplar plantations in Oregon along the Columbia River, but they're essentially growing it in a desert. It doesn't belong there. It's irrigated, so it's not helping any of the local biodiversity either.
From our local creator, Dr. Christina Redko, that's Alive in our local podcast spotlight. Learn how to become a more regenerative citizen with the Alive podcast from the local collection of Start Here at wvxu.org/start here. Before we end, let's take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are bubbling up in the summer heat, as presented by iTunesCharts.net. While Crime Junkie and Drama Queens continue to volley their number one spots and Paper Ghosts looks for an opening, we have to go all the way down to number five to find the hot newcomer. It's called Killer Psyche from Wondery. Retired FBI agent Candace DeLong draws on her decades of experience to reveal the why behind some of the most complex, fascinating, and twisted minds, from the Unabomber to Dr. Death to El Chapo. Fascinating insights to learn on Killer Psyche, bubbling up on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Killer Psyche and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.